on a Saturday morning, what is a high school basketball coach doing? Tim McConnell, the Chargers Valley basketball coach. Timmy, what are you doing on this Saturday morning?
Got up nice and early to spend some time with two of my favorite people.
And who would that be?
Yeah, who are they?
Oh, my wife and my daughter.
All right.
Just getting ready to head off to Penn State for the game tonight. My son plays at Penn State tonight, so we're going to make a road trip. There's about 40 of us going up tonight to the game, so we're getting ready to go up there.
I noticed Duquesne's attendance should be going up this year considerably because I went to a game and there are a plethora, at least 5,000 McConnell family friends and at their game. So I think Duquesne's attendance is going up. We'll get to TJ in a minute, Timbo. Let's talk a little high school basketball. You guys win the AAA championship last year, move up to Quad A this year. You've played Quad A before. Is this a two-pronged question? Is that big of a difference? And what will you think be the biggest changes?
I think it's not going to be that big of a difference, to be honest with you. I mean, we played Quad A teams as AAA, and I think the biggest difference is the size when you talk about Quad A teams. When you're talking about teams like Gateway, and you see teams like it, you're not going to see that size in AAA. And then when you play the University of North Allegheny, you know, when they have that many kids to choose from, compared to, you know, our school where we're only one kid over the limit, I think it's a little bit of an advantage when you have that many kids to choose from. And especially when you get into the state playoffs and you look at the teams out east, the enrollment with those Quad A teams compared to the enrollment compared to some of the schools here in the Whitfield is a little bit of an unfair advantage.
Yeah, but Timmy, don't you think that at least in the regular season, your section play is going to be a lot different from the fact, I mean, let's face it, you played some tomato cans in that section that you were in last year. Now you're in with Mount Lebanon, St. Clair, Moon, Bethel. Is the regular season going to be a lot different?
It will be. It will be a grind because you're right. I mean, there were some nights last year where we could come in and not play our best game and still win. I think in this section, from top to bottom, if you come in and don't play well on a certain night, you're going to go home a loser. And I think, you know, our section is going to be very difficult. There's some really good teams in our section this year.
Timmy, I know a hot button topic and recently throughout the Commonwealth has been the classification issue. You know, the idea of going to six classifications, if it affected all sports, it sounds to me like that might not be a bad thing, at least according to you.
I don't think it would be a bad thing at all. I think it would make things fair across the board. I think you would have, you know, the bigger schools in one classification, and everyone would be pretty comparable with size of the school. And I would be for six classifications. I think it would be better for all sports.
The problem is that it still wouldn't affect it. It's been more of a football issue, I think, than a basketball issue, though, wouldn't you say?
I think it is more of a football, but if you look at it in basketball terms, I mean, you know, I always tease that North Allegheny is like a university, but you look out east, those schools that have, you know, 4,000 kids, and, you know, we have 1,000 kids, and we're Quad A, and they're Quad A, I think it's a little unfair. I think if you made six classifications, I think you'd have everyone that would be pretty much in the same category of enrollment-wise where it would be a fair playing field.
So what was your take when the numbers came out? You mentioned one student over. Was that something you were excited about going back to Quad A, or was it something you were a little, this stinks?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I had TJ the heck this year, I'd be excited to be in Quad A. But I mean, our team being a little different, I think it's going to be a tough transition for us, especially with some of the guys that were, you know, like you mentioned, Wayne's not going to play this year. And I got another starter who has a bad back and is not cleared to play. So we're really banged up right now. And for us to be able to compete in Quad A, I'm going to need all those guys.
Who would that be, Tim? I mean, you do have some – let's not kid ourselves here. You do have some players back. You have Matt Noska back. He should be one of the better players in Quad A. Berta's back. So who's the guy that's out?
Christian Kuntz hurt his back last year in football, and then he tried suffering through basketball and did a nice job for us, and then got diagnosed with a stress fracture in his back and his vertebrae, and it is not healed yet, and we're hoping that he might be back in January, but that's a slim hope. But you're right. I think Matt Noska is going to be one of the better players in Quad A. I mean, he's really worked hard this offseason, and you know, we've had one scrimmage so far, and he's really shooting the ball well. And I'm excited for Matt because I think he's going to be a really good player.
You know, Mike mentioned his name earlier, Wayne Capers, and it's a tough situation. Last year, his sophomore year, after such a tremendous freshman splash on both the football field and the basketball court, he gets hurt early on in the football season. Doesn't play hoops until really the very end, until you guys got into the playoffs, and was a big boost in your run toward a district championship. Then week one, he gets hurt again in the football field. You just got to feel terrible for the kid.
The thing I feel worse, I mean, the kid's a great athlete, but if you got to know Wayne Capers, what a tremendous young man. I mean, this kid is unbelievable. I love him as a person more than anything. He's just so positive. I mean, he never complains, why me? And this is 2 years in a row. But what a tremendous person. He's at our practices every day. He's positive. He's fun to be around. You would absolutely love this kid as a person.
Timmy, but you say he's at your practice. There's no chance of him coming back this year, is there?
Unless he's related to Rod Woodson. I mean, he has a torn ACL, and that's the fastest guy ever to come back. But you know Wayne, he's always optimistic, saying, Coach, I'm going to be back. But when you talk about a torn ACL, I've never seen anyone come back earlier than 8 months. And if he came back, that would be a 4.5 months. He said maybe in February, but I got to be honest with you, he's not going to be back this year with a torn ACL.
Timmy, by the way, we're talking with Chartiers Valley coach Tim McConnell here on the Post-Gazette High School Show, all guests via the Rivertown Hotline. Timmy, let's turn the channel a little bit here and talk about TJ a little bit at Duquesne. You know, every year, I think, over the last four or five years, really, he has changed, gotten better, and had one of the best seasons of any player in WPL history last year. Now he's at Duquesne, and I think he's opened some eyes down there of how well he's doing. Maybe not you, but talk about, is he different again now? I mean, he scores 14 against Pitt the other night. Is he a different player this year even than he was last year? Isn't he even bigger again?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big thing with him is, you know, with Duquesne, they have, you know, a lot of time to be able to put in the weight room. And I think he's gotten, you know, he's put on 15 pounds since high school. And I think, you know, with that weight, he's able to take the physicality of, you know, playing against those players. You know, I thought he held his own against Pitt. I thought he did well, scoring 14 points against the number three team in the country. You know, as a freshman, going in there and starting. So I couldn't be more proud of the job that he's doing right now.
But he's not tougher than his dad as far as a player, is he?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that.
More talented, but not tougher.
Whoa, I don't know if I'd go there either. See, he's not answering that.
I saw Timbo play as a player.
I saw and I played with and against him. It's not fun.
Well,
it's fun to be with him, not against him.
Wait, you played against him?
Yes, just pick up.
Oh, well, okay. Tim, you did scorch him, didn't you?
You know what? I don't remember, Don. Sorry.
Okay. Very, very nice. You know, going back to TJ and not having him as a player this year, that hurts a little bit too, because I one of the things I love doing Chartiers Valley games, broadcasting them, is just watching how animated you can get on the sidelines. And there wasn't as much fire really over the last 2 years, because of the fact that you know, a lot of your coaching was going on in the court through TJ.
And that's a good point, Don. I mean, the last 2 years with, you know, the team we had 2 years ago and then last year, just knowing that the ball was in his hands and what he was able to do and what he was able to create for our team made it a lot easier for me to coach. And I think he should come back and do a game this year, because it's going to be a lot different, because we're not going to have that advantage this year. But I think our team's going to be very competitive. I mean, Bert is going to run the points for us. And like I said, Matt Noska, I think he's going to have a great senior year. He's really worked hard. And we're a new team this year. I mean, we have a new identity. We're not even talking about last year. This team's ready to move on and get their own identity. And it's going to be in Quad A, and we're excited for the challenge.
All right, Timmy, you ready to have some fun?
Always ready to have fun, Mike.
Okay. You mean this wasn't fun?
Here we go. We do it. We call it.
And now, here's Don and Mike with everything you don't need to know. It's time for another installment of Just Asking.
Hello?
Yes. You ready? We're playing Just Asking. You ready?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I went dead there for a second.
Okay. We're playing Just Asking. We ask a question. You get a quick answer. You go first, Mr. Rebel.
All right. Chess or checkers?
Chess.
He doesn't know how to play checkers. Okay. A saying that people say, something that people say that bothers you.
I hate when somebody makes a mistake in practice and they say, my fault. Well, obviously it's your fault. We know it's your fault. You don't have to announce it's your fault. And I hate when people use the Lord's name in vain.
Okay.
Very good.
My fault on that. Here you go.
All right.
There you go.
If basketball was never invented, there's no such thing as basketball, Timmy McConnell would be?
I would be a hockey player.
All right.
Or a baseball announcer.
Well, I got fired from that. We don't want to get into that, Mike. You better be careful working with Don because you might be fired after the first, you know. I did a baseball game with Don and never was. Actually, I know I wasn't
good.
Very
That's good. He fired your rear end. Lastly, are there any special organizations or clubs that you belong to?
You know, to be honest with you, Oprah doesn't know this, but I watched an Oprah show one day, and I'm part of the Oprah 200 Club. It's an inside thing, but, you know, I won't explain it on the radio, but I am part of the Oprah 200 Club with her and Dr. Oz.
Okay. Tim McConnell, thanks, buddy. Go off. I know you got a lesson of practice to give. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Good talking to you. Hope to see you down the road soon.